We are learning Mesechta's Tainus, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We're starting a new Mesechta. Mesechta's Tainus is like what it sounds like. It's about Tainias. It starts with the first two prokem about davening for rain, different tefillos for rain, different Tainus for rain. And the third parak is about different Tzaras that you need a Tainus. And the fourth parak speaks about the Tainias and the Mamadas, Tainias of all year, the four Tainias we have a year, and also the Mamadas. But the beginning and the beginning of the Mesechta talks about the tefillos of...
What are the
Mamadas? Well, the Mamadas are the people who stand on the Kabbonis, they daven for the Kabbonis, Israelim. They have the Kahanim who do bring the carbon, the Levium sing by the Kabbonis, and the Mamadas, they like have the Tefillah for the Kabbonis. We'll see, Mi'at Hashem, in the fourth parak, which people are the Mamadas, the basic Kalyan Galite who are davening the whole day at for those weeks. That are Mamadas. That will be in the last parak, we'll discuss that. But the beginning of this parak talks about the tefillos of Gesham. We know we say Mashav Ruach Merda Geshem. We say the same Talamata, and that's going to be discussion of the beginning of the Masechta. Zok the Mishnah. Me'im Mesai Maskirin Gevuras Gshamim. Maskirin is different than the word She'ela. She'ela means what we say the same Talamata Levracha and Baruch Aleinu. That's a tefillah. That's a bakasha. That's called a She'ela. In the first three brachas is Birchas HaShvach, where we praise Hashem. So there we masker the gevuras of Hashem. Ata Gibor Elohim Hashem. We masker the koyach and the power of Hashem. And in that bracha we mention gevuras Gesham, which is Mashu Ruach Merda Geshem. And the question of our Mishnah is, Ba'imasai maskir gevuras Gesham. When do you start saying Mashu Ruach Merda Geshem? When do you stop being masker the gevura of Hashem that it brings the rain? So it's machlokes. Rav Eliezer Eimer Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. From the first day of Sukkot, you start saying Mashiv Ruach Merda Geshem. You start saying Merda Geshem. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer Yontav Achron Shachag. You start on Shmini Atzeres. Like our minig, we start on Shmini Atzeres. From Chaykes, Lezer says we start Mashiv Ruach Merda Geshem on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua says we start on Shmini Atzeres. Omle Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand you. You tell me you start saying Mashiv Ruach Merda Geshem on the first day of Sukkot. We know that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a simen klala. It's a simen klala if it rains on Sukkot. It shows that it's like the marshal of the Mishnah says, Ke'eved abal limzei kais rab. He comes to pour a kais for his master, and he pours back in his face. Here, if you're sitting in the sukkah and it starts raining, it's like Hashem saying, I don't want your mitzvahs. I don't want your mitzvahs. So it's simen klala. So why would you start saying, Mashu v'ruach v'ra geshem on the beginning of the yontif? So let's read it again. Why is he been masked on the Yontif? I didn't say to Davin as a bakasha, please bring rain. What I said is to be masked that Hashem brings down the Geshem, but at the right time. That's all he said. He didn't say that you should bring it right now. So that was all the time now. Amaloi imkain. So if that's the case, he said back then, that's the case, all his haskaros, why say it the whole year? Why don't you start saying it now in the rainy season? It sounds like now is the rainy season, you start saying it now. And that was the discussion back of Ezra Rishu, and the Gemara will discuss it a little further. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Ein Shoilim Hesekah Shomim El Samach L'Kshomim. When it comes to She'ela, which we'll see, that means to Davin, like same Talamotar, that you don't start until Samach L'Kshomim. Until close to the rainy season, we'll see in the Gemara, we'll see later on in the Masechta, what's that zman of Samach L'Gesham. Now we go back to being Masker Gvuras Gesham, which is Mash Ruach Merda Geshem. Ruda Imer, Ha'ivel Fnei Ateva B'yom Tava Achron Shachag, the one who davens for the Amud B'yom Tava Achron Shachag, it's the Baal HaMusuf who says Mash Ruach Merda Geshem. Means in Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that you say it as we now say it, when do you say it? Ruda says, you know when you say it? You say it Ha'achre masker. The Baal Musaf is masker, Mashav Ruach Merda Geshem. Harishon is masker, but not by Shachris. And the same thing when we stop saying it, which is on Pesach, B'yom Tarishon Shal Pesach, Harishon masker, the Baal Shachris still says Mashav Ruach, Ha'achre is masker, and the last one is not masker, which means by Musaf you stop saying Mashav Ruach Merda Geshem. And what's the reason? L'chare just off Shmini Atzeres by night. So that will be, there's a toys later on that brings down from Yashami that the Peshat is like this. That the reason why you don't say it the night before is because not everyone's there. Not everyone came to Ma'ariv. It's at night, not everyone came to Ma'ariv. I, by Shachris, you should announce Mashav Ruach Merda Geshem. By Shachris, where he started. On that, he says that the Vashami says that people are going to think that, oh, it probably started last night, so I probably missed it. So they're going to think next year, they'll start saying it by Ma'ariv. So therefore, we start saying by Musaf. So you don't say by Ma'arif when everyone's there. So you don't want to make a takana when everyone's going to be there. I say it by Shachris, when everyone is there. By Shachris, if they hear, when they clap Masha Ruach and Geshem, they say, oh, they probably started it last night. I just missed it. The people weren't there at davening last night. They were probably last night. So next year, they're going to come to Ma'arif and say it. So therefore, we say you do it by Musaf. Others say, different than the Rosh, is another reason why you don't say it by Shachris is because you can't announce it. That's what he says. The Rosh says, you're not allowed to be mafsi. You can't announce Masha Ruach between Geula and Tefillah, between Geula and Tefillah. That would be another reason why you don't say it by Shachris. So it's a good question. We'll see in the Gemara about it. It could be he's arguing. Could be Rabbi Huda's new sheet and not like Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua sounds like he starts saying it after and Shachag. It sounds like the morning already. So it's very possible they're arguing. And we'll see if it's in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like they are arguing. Akaponim, that's what our sheet in the Gemara. We have etzim two sheetas, Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Shua. It's the first day of Yontif, the last day of Yontif. And we have Rabbi Huda who says, in the last day of Yontif, which is Shmini Atzeres, it starts by Musaf and not by Shachas. First, our Gemara is going to discuss, where is this Makar for being masked Gvuras Gshamim? Zok to Gemara, Tana Ahechekoyi. Usually when you say Me'emesai, it means that it's a given that you say Barash Ruach Mere Geshem. And the question is, when do you start saying it? That's the question. So Tana Ahechi Koi, the Tani Me'emesai, where is he going on? What's he referring to when he starts Me'emesai? Like, where do we say you have to say it? Zok to Gemara, Tana Hashem Koi. He's going on the Mishnah Maseches Brachas. The Ketani, it says in Maseches Brachas, Maskirim Gevures Kesham Trias Amesim. It says in the Mishnah Brachas that Yemaske Gevures Kesham, which is Yemaske Mashav Ruach in the Bracha of Trias Amesim, which is the Bracha of Atagibar. Vishayalim, and you say the same Talamata, which Bracha of Avirchas Hashanim. Vavdallah Bechayin Adas. And you say Avdallah in the Bracha of Chayin Adas. That's what it says over there in the Mishnah. And Victoni, now our Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is going on that. Our Mishnah in Mesechtas Tainis is going back on the Mishnah in Bracha. So the Emesai Maskirim. When do you start saying this Bracha of Gurus Kshamim? Emesai Maskirim, Gurus Kshamim. So it says, you start saying, Machaikas, Rebbeleza says you start the first day of Sukkot, and Mishnah says the last day. So the question is, Mesechtas Brachas is in Seder Zrum. And we're a long way off from Seder Brachas. So Vos Epis, do we start saying it now? It doesn't make sense. But Emesai, the Mishnah now, all of a sudden, in Mesechtas Tainis starts discussing a Mishnah and Brachas. It's a long time off. That's the Gemara's question. Great, the Gemara, but listen to Hossam. Let it say it over there. Maishtar Shafkar Hacha, why are you waiting till here? So the Gemara answers, Ela Tana, according to Rashi and Taisvis, the Gemara is answering that Ela Tanam Rosh Hashanah Salak. It's not referring to the Mishnah and Brachas. It's referring to the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which is the last Masechta before this, it sounds like. El Tanam Rosh Hashanah Salah, the Tanan, it says in the Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, different times of the year, that Hashem judges the world. And it says, V'chag Nedoinim Alamayim. Al Chag, on Yom Tov HaSukkos, we judge on the water. And Rashi says, explains over here, that Hoyel V'Nedoinim V'chag Alamayim, Shmamina Be'ina Lahaskir in Yom Demayim. Since we're getting judged, it's obvious we have to have a tefillah, we have to maskir something about water. So therefore, it makes sense. So therefore, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is saying, when it says that we're judged on water, it's saying more than that. It's saying also you have to be maskir about water. And the ID, the Tana of Achag, Nedoinim Alamayim, since that was on Rosh Hashanah, that was last, that was Seyed Demayim, that was last Masechta, and there, it said there, Nedoinim Alamayim, Tana Me'emesai Maskir Gvur Hashanah. We go on that, we say, and when? There we see, you have to maskir Gvur Hashanah. The question is, when do you start saying it? And that's why you have Machlekes Ar Mishnah, it's go referring to that. So according to Me'emesai, not going on Masechtas Brachas, it's going on Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Taisa just asked, that why Taka didn't we say it? We said something Masechtas Brachas, why didn't we say Me'emesai on Brachas? That's Taisa's question. So Tosfos answers that Mishnah in Masechtas Brachas sounds like it says Gevurah Hashanah all year round. So you don't have to say Me'emesai. You don't have to say Me'emesai because there Taka sounds like it said it all year round. After the Mashmal La'olam, K'mayi Tchias HaMesim, there it says in the Tosfos like this, Avasei Dizram Oimrim, Maskirin Gevurah Hashanah, Efsher the mashmal la'olam k'may tchias ma'isim ma'avdal b'chayin adas. Mashmal maybe just like avdal b'chayin adas is all year round. So maybe this is also all year round. So it's not mashmal there. It's only sometimes. So it doesn't say me'emesai on brachas. We don't say me'emesai on brachas. So therefore, it's going on dafka on Rosh Hashanah and not on that. When Rosh Hashanah, it's mashmal. It's certain times of year. Chag nedenim alamayim. It's only certain times of year. There we say me'emesai on masechta Rosh Hashanah. Zok tomorrow vayte. What's the lashon? My gevura is kesham. What's the lashon of gevura is kesham? Why say gevura is kesham? Let it say meimis hameskir malak kesham. Om Rav Yechanan mepnei sheyardim begvura. The answer is because the geshamim come with gevura. What does that mean exactly? So there's different pshatim. The Meiri's pshat is like this: that palmim, the rain comes ayde tefila, and you see special hashgacha when it comes to rain. It wasn't supposed to rain; it was mamash a drought, and you daven, and rain comes. That's called gevura. So therefore, it's called gevuras geshamim. So what's the makar that is yard gevura from the pesukim? Shneimer says in the pasuk. So the Gemara brings a few pesukim to bring it out. Takes a while to bring it out. Why? Where do we see that? Kesham ayared begvura. Shneim it says in the pasuk, "Oisei gedolas adin chaykem and flayes adin misbar." Hashem does different wonders and big things adin misbar. V'chziv hanoisei mata apnei eretz v'shaleich mayim plei chutzos. And the pasuk right afterwards says, "Anoisei mata apnei eretz v'shaleich mayim plei chutzos." Hashem sends the rain and water apnei chutzos. So we see in the same pasuk, one after another, it says the lashon chayker and it says mata. It says rain. So my mashma. So what do you see from anything about gevura? It doesn't say anything about gevura here. I see cheker cheker brios ha'olam. Here in the parasha of matar of rain, it says cheker, and by brios ha'olam also says cheker. Ksiv hacha oise gedolas adin cheker, which is by rain, like we just read. V'ksiv hasam says in the pasuk halo yedata am loy shemata alakei olam Hashem boirei kisoyis aretz. Hashem creates the kisoyis aretz loyiaf loyiga in cheker osvnasa. This is lashon of Cheker by the parasha of Brias Olam, and then it says in the pasuk also about the Brias Olam Mechin Horim Bekoicha Nezar Begvura. So it means like this: Cheker, we learn out Brias Olam from Geshamim to Brias Olam, just like by Geshamim says Cheker, by Brias Olam says Cheker. So you learn out one from another. Brias Olam, there's a lashon of gevura there. It says Mechin Horim Bekoichai Nezah Begvura. Hashem creates the mountains Bekoichai Nezah Begvura. He creates the mountain Begvura. So you see a lashon gevura by Brias Olam, and we learn out that just like here it's gevura by Gesham as well. It's gevura, and that's how we know that Gesham is associated with gevura. How do we know you have to mention in tefila? The title in the brayso lahava is Hashem lakechem laavda b'chol avchem. What does it mean laavda? What does it mean to serve Hashem b'chol avchem? Is avoda shiv b'leiv? How do you know what is called avoda that's b'leiv? Havayim ezu tefila, that's davening. V'chziv asrei says afterwards when sati motar tzchem b'ito yirah malkos. You see that the place to be mazkir, to be mentioned, to daven for rain is betfila, because it says samach to each other the pasuk of la'avdei b'chol avavchem, which is tefila, and it says afterwards masati mataret zechem bita yiram malkish. So the drasha of the Gemara is like this: the Gemara wants to know why don't you say geshamim? Why do I say gevura is geshamim? Teretz says because yardim begevura. Yardim begevura, we said, means that it comes ayde if the meiri comes ayde tefila. It's a special gevura of Hashem even when it's a drought. So now, what's the makar in the Torah that we call gevuras geshamim? So you have in pesukim, because it's cheker, and it says cheker by brias olam, there it says gevura. And then how you know it's betfila that you mention it? There it is, the avdu chol avchem, and the sati matar atzachem. Om Rav Yechidon, gimel mavteches b'yad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlo nimsuru b'yad shliach. There are three keys that are b'yad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're not given to a shliach. There's three different in Yonim, that it's b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give and not b'day shliach. What are the three things? Ve'elohein, mafteach shal geshamim, the mafteach of rain, mafteach shal chaya, that's to become pregnant, mafteach shal tchiyas ameisim, and that's of tchiyas ameisim, making someone dead back alive. These three things are only b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Mepharshim explained, Teva is a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. These things are shloike derech teva. Sometimes when it's a drought, the rain, it's shloike derech teva. A chaya also, to become pregnant, it's shloike derech teva sometimes. You need a some next. Tchias meis same thing, shloike derech teva. And these things are only b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is going to bring psukim to bring a riot to that. But what bothers Rashi and Tosi, Akasha, we find different mices through Tanakh that Leilyon Avi made it rain a few times. He did Tchias HaMesim. Same thing with Elisha. So what do you mean it wasn't? It's B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find Shlichim did it. So Rashi answers in a few words. He answers the Kash. Rashi says, Hayinu shelinimsru shliach echad b'yachad. No, all three weren't given to a shliach. That's what Rashi answers. You never find all three given to one person. Sometimes one person has one of them, not all three. That's one teretz. Tosfos teretz is that leinimsru ma'olam wasn't given forever to one person. It's sometimes for just short periods of time that it was given. That's Tosfos Taran. So short periods of time, all of ours wasn't given ke'echa to one person. Now everybody's being raised from Sukkim that these are dafka b'yada kares baruch hu. Mafteach shal gesham. The Chibah says in the pasuk, Yiftach Hashem lachos oitzrei atoiv es Hashemayim losh zatarat zechav beitoy. So you see, Hashem Himself will open up the skies for the rain to water the ground. Mafteach shal chayim nayin. The Chibah Yiskor elikim es Rachel. A pasuk in Parashat Vayetze, Vayiskel Kim es Rachel. You see, Hashem remembered Rachel by Yishma Eleha. Yishma Eli Kim v'Yiftach es Rachma. Again, you see, it's Dafka v'Yadikaris Baruch Hu. Mafteach Shlius Meisim Nayin Nuchsiv v'Yidatem Kani Hashem v'Pischi es Kvir Yisechem. When I open up your kvarim, your burial places, you see, Shlius Meisim is Dafka v'Yad Hashem, Dafka v'Yad Hashem. That's you know the three things. My Rava, they add another thing. Rava Amri, Af Mafteach Shal Parnasa. Also, Parnasa is B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. D'chsiv Peseach Esedecha U'Masbir Charetzen. Hashem Himself opens up His hand. That's the fourth thing. Rabbi Yechim Ayat Haim Lekecha. Shiv Laha. Amalach Geshamim Hayne Parnasa. Geshamim is the same thing as Parnasa. So therefore, that's the same exact thing as Parnasa. And we already said Parnasa is B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We already said that the rain is B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's not a fourth thing. Just Agav, the Torah says the word Mafteach is a remez to all four of these things. Three and one's Machlaikis, it's a remez to all things. Mafteach is Mem, is Matar, the Pei is Parnasa, the Taf is Tchias Hameisim, and the Ches is Chaya. Mafteach is a remez to all four of these things that Abiyah Kar is Baruch. The Baruch comes out, the Iker is three. The three are the rain, the Chaya, and Tchias Hameisim.